Chapter 45. Considerably more. She jumped to her feet. She would see him at once. Yes, she would implore him by word of mouth to assist her in this dilemma. A letter to keep him away could not reach him in time, even if he should be disposed to listen to it. Was Bathsheba altogether blind to the obvious fact that the support of a lover's arms is not of a kind best calculated to assist a resolve to renounce him? Or was she sophistically sensible, with a thrill of pleasure, that by adopting this course for getting rid of him, she was ensuring a meeting with him, at any rate, once more? It was now dark, and the hour must have been nearly 10. The only way to accomplish her purpose was to give up her idea of visiting Lydia Delbury, return to Weatherbury Farm, put the horse into the gig, and drive at once to Bath. The scheme seemed at first impossible. The journey was a fearfully heavy one, even for a strong horse, at her own estimate, and she much underrated the distance. It was most venturesome for a woman, at night, and alone. But could she go on to Liddy's and leave things to take their course? No, no, anything but that. Bathsheba was full of a stimulating turbulence, beside which caution vainly prayed for a hearing. She turned back towards the village. Her walk was slow, for she wished not to enter Weatherbury till the cottagers were in bed, and, particularly, till Boldwood was secure. Her plan was now to drive to Bath during the night, see Sergeant Troy in the morning, before he set out to come to her, bid him farewell, and dismiss him. Then to rest the horse thoroughly herself to weep the while, she thought, starting early the next morning on her return journey. By this arrangement she could trot Dainty gently all the day, reach Lydia Delbury in the evening, and come home to Weatherbury with her whenever they chose, so nobody would know as he had been to Bath at all. Such was Bathsheba's scheme. But in her topographical ignorance as a latecomer to the place, she misreckoned the distance of her journey as not much more than half what it really was. Her idea, however, she proceeded to carry out, with what initial success we have already seen. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.